I'm WUWM's Angelina Mosier Salazar. Next Tuesday, Milwaukee County residents are scheduled to determine who will be the next Milwaukee County executive. The seat has been held for 9 years by Chris Abele, but now two legislators are vying for the position, Democratic State Representative David Crowley and Democratic State Senator Chris Larson. I spoke to both candidates, and we have those interviews for you here this morning. In this segment, we hear from Representative David Crowley, and I start off by asking him about the biggest challenges facing the county.
Well, I mean, we're talking about it right now. I think that, you know, when we first ran for this seat, we had all these ideas about, you know, how we can move Milwaukee County forward. But right now, it's really about how do we make sure that we can keep Milwaukee County solvent with this coronavirus. So the coronavirus is going to be something that we're going to be dealing with personally, I think, for the next few months. And when you even think about the recovery, at least a year, year and a half. But it's going to also be about the financial situation that we're in as Milwaukee County, which isn't unique to Milwaukee County. We see that we have more revenue that we've been producing here in Milwaukee County, just like around across the state. We're sending it to the state of Wisconsin, yet we're not getting our fair share back. And if we want to make sure that we can continue to provide our basic needs, this isn't about expanding government, then we need to make sure that we have those tools, those flexibilities, like for example, the fair deal that we talk about, which I also think will be extremely helpful when you think about, you know, the crisis that we're in. We don't have a lot of dollars that we have access to. And when you think about the Office of Emergency Management and what they've been doing, working with all the municipalities across Milwaukee County, we're going to need more resources to make sure that we can recover as a result of the COVID-19 crisis.
You talked about being solvent. I mean, the budget, this is no surprise. This is no secret. The county budget has been a problem for the county executive and supervisors to balance. How does this current health crisis affect that?
It's going to put a magnifying glass on the issues, not only affecting Milwaukee County, but many of the different municipalities across this state. Again, we don't have the resources to deal with something like a coronavirus right now. And if we want to make sure that we can come up with local plans, local solutions to many of the local problems, even outside of COVID-19, we need to make sure that they have those flexibilities. We've seen too many communities go to the ballot box and vote to increase their taxes so they can continue to improve their infrastructure, improve their school systems. And so we have to take a hard look about not how we just fight for Milwaukee County, but how does Milwaukee County become a leader again in working with, you know, our neighbors, but across this state, and figuring out how do we make sure that we're all getting our fair share and making sure that we can do right by our local folks who vote us in.
Representative Crowley, I want to give you the opportunity to talk about something that maybe I haven't asked you about, or, you know, maybe even one last thing you might want voters to know about you before they head to the polls.
Well, you know, I just want folks to know that this is a historical moment for Milwaukee County. As an African-American running for this seat, it's not historical because I'm Black. It's historical because we have the chance to really change the narrative and the trajectory of Milwaukee County. For the past 10 years, Milwaukee County has been listed as one of the most segregated places to live in the country. And if we're going to tackle that and make sure that Milwaukee County can be a leader, Wisconsin can be a destination, Milwaukee County is going to have to tackle that head on. We're going to have to tackle the issues of transportation. We're going to have to actually lead. So we're not only focusing on the people here in Milwaukee County, but those that surround us as well. Because if we're going to compete globally, we need to make sure that we're thinking regionally. And that's going to start with Milwaukee County being a partner and a leader that we once was.
State Representative David Crowley is one of two candidates in the Milwaukee County executive race. We'll hear from his opponent, State Senator Chris Larson, later on Morning Edition and Lake Effect. I'm Angelina Mosier Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.